everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Hillside Ventures podcast. My name is Jose.
My name's Jesse.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're here today with very, very special guests of the podcast. We haven't had you guys in for a couple months, so we're excited to have you guys back. So without further ado, I want to introduce Professor Greg Riley and Jack Navarro. How are you guys today?
Doing well. Thank you.
Doing great. Thanks. Thanks, Jose. Good to be with you.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great to have you guys. Like I said, it's been a few months. So if you guys want to just provide brief introductions on each other or on yourself.
Sure. Hey, great to be with you guys today. My name is Jack Navarro, and I have spent the last 40 plus years in financial services businesses, growing businesses, building them, sometimes buying them, sometimes selling them, with companies like Merrill Lynch and Prudential and Goldman Sachs, and then a lot of smaller companies that you all wouldn't recognize immediately. And it's my great privilege to co-teach the Hillside Ventures program along with Professor Greg Riley.
Hi guys, great to be here. My name is Greg Riley. I have been a professor at UConn since 2007 in the Boucher Management and Entrepreneurship Department, which I currently lead, working with Hillside Ventures now for the past 4 years.
So a lot has changed since we last had you on the podcast. Do you want to speak on the current state of the VC fund?
Sure. It's going great. I spent a little time last week looking through the history and kind of organizing our alums. We've had over 120 students now go through in the 3 or 4 years since we started it. Fantastic experience. We raised $1 million now 3.5, 4 years ago, and we've been able to invest in almost 20 companies over the years. So growing, vibrant community. The classroom has gone from trying to figure things out in the early days to I think of us as a well-oiled machine now in class. We know what we need to do. We're efficient. We're doing a lot of careful scanning of the environment, looking for great investment opportunities, and the class has really learned how to work together to do diligence on these companies and figure out which ones are worth investing in.
Yeah, no, that's great. Absolutely. I think us, you know, as members of the fund, we definitely agreed on everything you said. I'm curious to hear a little bit more from either of you. Just, you know, obviously, you want to learn how to invest and hopefully make returns, but at the end of the day, this is a great learning experience for all of us students. What in your opinion is the main thing that students take away from the fund?
Well, it's interesting, Jose. I'm a relative newcomer, only been involved with the program for the last 2 years, but the change has been phenomenal. And I like to say that, you know, Hillside Ventures sort of meets every student where they are. You know, you can get the idea that it's all about creating great venture capitalists, but that's not necessarily what it's about. It's a great experience for students to learn presentation skills, to learn a little bit about the real world, to learn about what business is actually like, have some great camaraderie amongst the students, and the development and growth of the professionalism and the processes, and I think really the experience that students are having in the couple of years that I've been involved it's been phenomenal. So
let me just go a little further on that. We bring students in who don't know how to do this, and it can be a little intimidating at first. And I would urge anyone who thinks they might be interested to give themselves a chance, because the people that you will look at, who might interview you, who might be leading the fund now, were once pretty clueless first semester Hillside analysts, and with that deer in the headlights look, unsure of themselves and feeling that imposter syndrome, and just know that everybody has it, and the Hillside mentality is the way to get through it is repetitions and practice. And so just learning one step at a time. We provide a lot of scaffolding. I like Jack saying, we meet students where they are. If you don't have the financial skills, we're going to teach you. And in fact, your peers will teach you. And another big difference here, this is a class, it's a club, it's an internship kind of all wrapped into one, and it's got the features, hopefully the good features of each of these. And we're going to teach you to have a better understanding of how you can look at the world and say, that looks like a valuable opportunity, and I want to know more about it and understand it.
The other thing I think that's worth noting, guys, is that, you know, Hillside Ventures is a relatively risk-free kind of environment. You know, you get to practice these skills that Greg's describing that you may have never had before. And maybe you're a psychology major, or maybe you're an engineering major, maybe you're not a business major. It's great for, I think, for students of all kinds, and you really get to practice things that are real-world experiences in a very low-risk environment, and I think it can be both challenging and fun for the majority of students.
Yeah, definitely. I think it definitely could be challenging at times, but we've all seen a lot of growth, particularly within also just the other funds. So, Greg, just to touch on your point, aside from the VC fund, you know, can you tell us a little bit about the new funds that have been added to the Hillside ecosystem?
Sure. So one of the first and most important things is all of these Hillside activities have come from student interest, student motivation, and student energy. The very first Hillside Ventures was a student named Noah Sobel-Pressman coming to the management department at the time and saying, you know, I saw that there was another school doing this. We should do this. And he kept at it and at it, and he found the alumni who were interested. He rallied us in the department. We got organized, and we created this and made it happen. Shortly thereafter, some students were interested in STEM investments and getting more STEM students involved. So we created a second fund, the Hillside Venture STEM Fund, which is really welcoming of students from all sorts of backgrounds, maybe only a quarter business students in there, and they're looking at more technical startups that can be invested in. There was another student who got with Jack here and helped develop Hillside Private Equity. Oh, Hillside Private Capital, excuse me. Jack, you want to talk about that and the next one, since you were involved in the next
Sure. No, it's been, I'll tell you what, it's been a very rewarding process, this expansion of Hillside Ventures based on student interest. I know Greg focused on it, but I do want to emphasize that it's all about student interest and initiative. And Hillside Private Capital, we started, it's in its second semester. I don't know if Greg would say this, but I'll certainly say that I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but the first semester was a roaring success. We got a wonderful corporate sponsor in the form of Fortress, who was very generous with their people and their time. And I think it's fair to say that students got exposed to this whole private capital world that's beginning to dominate the financial scene, whether it comes to lending or becomes to investing or even real estate. In a very big way, and it's kind of closed off to students. So we got students' exposure and knowledge and information and access that they couldn't have gotten otherwise with the help of a wonderful alum named Deborah Hess and again, the Fortress Company. And then this semester, we kicked off Hillside, a real estate investment fund, very much modeled after these three funds. And the idea is to give students a chance to find, invest in real estate projects. Where we have a wonderful alum named Jim Whalen, who's a bit of the godfather on this program, and we're partnering with TA and Associates. David Warrenby, the head of the real estate department, and I are teaching that together, and it's been a wonderful partnership on our part. We've got 17 students in that. And it's so far it's been a new initiative, so we're all learning, but it's been a great one and really exciting. I look forward to that program growing next semester.
Now, Jack, to clarify, are you buying houses and flipping them? Is that what that means?
You know, that's been a suggestion, but we're not doing that. But we're investing in all kinds of commercial real estate and looking at all kinds of commercial real estate, including office space, industrial, multifamily, and warehouse space, and all over the country, actually. We've gotten, so far, we've gotten wonderful cooperation from the real estate community, and we're looking at properties in Connecticut, we're looking at properties in Massachusetts. We're looking at properties in Texas, in about four other states as well. And so far, the kickoff of that has been really, really exciting.
So one of the things that comes to my mind here that, that students may not understand is when we're talking about a real estate deal or a private capital deal or an venture investment, we have different lenses. This is not just about the financial side. Sometimes we think of all of this as finance and Wall Street and big business. There is a financial side. We need to understand the numbers. We need to model what we think is going to happen. But we also have a lens for operational success. In any of these cases, we got to figure out, let's say, in the idea of real estate investment in maybe a commercial strip mall or something, how will we make money if we pay a certain price? What are we going to do to change how we operate and run that investment? Who are we going to get as the tenants and so on? When we think about it in private capital and we're looking at companies that are buying other companies, how are we going to run this better so that whatever we pay, we can have it be worth more at the end? The last lens is the deal-making lens in all of this. And we try to understand what is an okay price to pay for a new startup. How can we understand what we think that will be worth in the future? And in all cases, this is looking forward or pro forma thinking, where we have to make good assumptions about what we think might happen in the future, and we're placing bets. We're in the scientific language, we have a hypothesis about how tomorrow will be different from today. And if our hypothesis says it will be worth more tomorrow than today, maybe we're going to go for it and make that investment. So multifaceted idea, and we need all sorts of backgrounds and knowledge and critical thinking to be a success at this.
And just to expand on that, Greg, I think a little bit is that one of the things that I think is underrated on this operational aspects of the deals is also the operational aspects of the fund itself. And a great example is being here with Jose and Jesse and Maddie today and being on a podcast and them learning about podcasts and us learning about podcasts and trying to get the word out about Hillside Ventures. And there's many, many different roles that are required to run the fund well. And one of the things that I notice for students as a growing experience is these different opportunities to get involved with social media or marketing of the fund or organizing the fund or closing deals or managing the four portfolio investments we have. We have 16 investments today in Hillside Ventures, and we've got to manage those portfolio companies and help those portfolio companies. And all those aspects of the fund are so enriching and give such a wide spectrum of opportunities. And it means that students, to the point you made, that come in with different strengths can really use those strengths to help the fund grow and develop.
Yeah, a foundational principle for us in the Hillside is we are putting you in a position to learn with hands-on learning before often you've had the classes. So it's this other kind of learning that says, by throwing you in the deep end effectively and saying, figure it out, try your best. As Jack says, low stakes, low pressure compared to when you get into your first job. But this type of learning, it actually helps the classroom learning later when you can come back and maybe you're sitting there and you're reading the textbook or you're hearing from the professor later and you can say, oh, I had that challenge already in Hillside Ventures and I muddled my way through. I figured something out, but now I can see how the concepts that I'm learning in class could have been really helpful, and that will strengthen your learning. One more important piece that we have to cover is the what does this do for students on the flip side when they're looking for jobs. I talk to a lot of alumni, I talk to a lot of hirers, and students who are now out and in jobs, and everyone agrees. I've never met a person who doesn't say, this is the best preparation I've ever seen. These students know things that nobody else knows. The students report the entire interview in almost every case is all about what they did in their Hillside activities because, people on the outside are fascinated by this. All the alumni say with some regret, oh, we didn't have anything like this. I wish we had something like this. This is amazing. So we're very confident we're adding something here that you can't get too many other places, that is going to supercharge your abilities, your career, and it's a lot of fun. We like each other a lot. We have a good culture, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I just want to ditto everything you guys said. I mean, you know, us three being students right now, we're starting to get those internship interviews, and I can say, at least for myself, I think 50% of the conversations I have in those interview rooms are about Hillside and my experience there. And I just want to highlight something you both mentioned as well, which is, you know, those lenses that you mentioned or those different talents that you mentioned. It's great to see how every student that comes into the fund has a different talent and how they can bring that to the table as well as able to develop other ones. So it's just something, you know, really, really excited to be a part of. And then just the last thing we want to touch on with you guys today would be, obviously we've been building on a lot of great things, but I think we still have a long way to go and where we want to be and what we want to continue to build on. I'm just curious to hear a little bit more about what you guys are excited for in the next couple of months and where you guys see the funds developing to.
Well, you know, Jose, I love that question because I have to admit that, let's see, this is my fourth semester. And every semester I come back and I wonder that same question, you know, what can we do that's new? What can we do that's different? And just a couple points I'd like to make, and then have Professor Riley make some comments. But the first thing I notice is that it's a new group of companies every year, and it's a new group of sort of business dynamics every year. And so the work of the fund in and of itself of finding new companies, interviewing new founders, responding to their needs in and of itself is really, really exciting, and it changes every semester. It makes every semester rich and interesting. But the other thing that I've been amazed at is what you all bring to the table as students and as student leaders, and the way we've strengthened the fund. You know, one of our big topics of conversation these days is how to get the word out, because we think it's important to let students know this opportunity exists. And so we're doing this podcast today, and I think in a more professional and thoughtful way than we've done it in the past. The recruiting process gets more professional every semester and more thoughtful. We have a lot to do when it comes to involving alumni. Greg mentioned how excited the alumni get, but, you know, we don't get the word out to enough alumni, and we're not really sophisticated about how to do that. And then the whole area, one last area I'll mention, is portfolio management. The portfolio companies, we need to know more about them. We need to manage them across the semesters. We need to help them grow and develop. And there's just a whole lot of responsibilities, whether it's about reinvesting or whether it's about helping them with problems or, candidly, whether it's about getting information from them. So there's all kinds of opportunities to continue to enrich and strengthen the fund, and I look forward to those things in the coming semesters.
One of the things that I hear from hiring managers or executives in general, and when they talk about hiring people and why do you want this job? The single best answer to that is, I think it's going to offer me an opportunity to grow. So if you ever get that question, that's a good answer. I think of the Hillside students that way. I think the Hillside students are involved because they understand what an amazing opportunity it is for them to grow. And we have so many growth opportunities. As Jack said, we're getting better and better. And the mentality inside Hillside is this relentless, relentless pursuit of getting better. And we can keep finding exciting ways to do that, whether it's in some of these functional roles or in finding better companies. So that in and of itself brings me happiness to work every day. I love working with people who are excited to do better, and that's super energizing. I will throw out that I am also waiting for the next student to come to me and say, here's my idea. So I don't know what I'm excited for. I'm excited for this unknown because I know there's going to be a student who comes and says, I hear what you're doing in Hillside Ventures, and here's my idea for something in a different domain where we can involve alumni, right? That's got to be, we can strengthen relationships with people who are out in the world and doing the real things. We can find a context where we throw students in the deep end and we let them start learning to swim on whatever topic it may be. And then this having real stakes and making it something where you're playing for real, and that gives us the energy to step up. What that next idea is going to be, I don't know, but I'm dying to find out what it is and excited. So to the folks in the audience, if there's ever anything you wanted to do and you have the drive to try to make it happen, please come see us.
Yeah, no, and honestly, right back at you guys. I think for us as students, it's been super excited to be involved with you guys. I mean, I'm on my second semester. Maddie's on her first, and Jesse's on his second as well. And it's been, you know, such a roller coaster. It's been exciting. I think we've learned, you know, a ton of great things. And just like you guys, we're definitely looking forward to the future. So I think that's all the questions we have for you guys today. Just want to thank you guys again for your time. And, you know, we're very happy to have you guys back.
Thanks, team.
Yeah, pleasure being here. Let's go to class.